Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Michael Stollard's here. I'm glad Mike's here, too. Mike's a longtime, almost 10-year member of our Brain Trust, a leading authority on leadership. He's a co-founder and president of CEO of E Pluribus Partners. He's the author of outstanding books, including Connection Culture, and two or three others that we've helped him launch, by the way, on this show. He's our good friend, Mike Stollard. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Good to be with you.
Fired Up or Burned Out, that was the first one, as I remember.
That was the first book. You got
it. Yeah, we helped you launch that one, I think. So, okay, Mike, one of the things that most of us know, once we get any kind of an organization around us, is that there's a certain nucleus of people that we, some way or another, we wind up realizing that we can't do without them. We have to have their performance, and indeed we do have their performance. And talk to us about how we can make sure that we don't take that for granted.
Well, we have the stars, the people who are very talented and they're all in, and we know we can count on them. And then we have a lot of employees who maybe don't fall in the star camp, but they're core employees. And, you know, it's the stars oftentimes have very high expectations, so they want a lot of your time and attention. And we can sometimes forget to spend that time with the core employees, and it's really important. It just reminds me.
You're talking about the ones who just show up every day, they don't complain, they stay below the radar, but they're just like automatic. They just continue to perform without a lot of fanfare, and they don't ask for a lot. They're kind of low maintenance, but yet they get the job done. We couldn't do without them.
Well, exactly. They don't call attention to themselves. They're less likely to leave. They're quietly dedicated to their work and to their coworkers, so they get the job done. They make great contributions.
They almost say, just leave me alone, right?
Well, they do, and they, you know, we have to be proactive about making sure we stay connected to them. And it just reminds me of a great sports example. Back when the Chicago Bulls had their basketball dynasty,
right.
When Phil Jackson took over as coach of the Bulls, he sat down with Michael Jordan, you know, his primary star on the team.
We heard of him.
Yeah, who hasn't? And, you know, amazing, talented guy. He wanted the ball all the time. He was a bit of a ball hog back then. And when Phil Jackson was elevated to head coach, he sat down with Michael and said, you know, Michael, you need to surrender the me for the we. And the basketball is like a spotlight, and everybody needs a little time in the spotlight periodically to shine. And so he really helped Michael see that he needed to bring up, together, they needed to bring up the performance of the core players on the team. And that's when the Bulls developed the dynasty. Michael started coming in early, and he worked with Phil Jackson to make those core members of the team contributors, to make them feel like they were part of the team. Before that, you know, Michael traveled with his entourage. He left practice right away afterward, but then he started coaching some of those young rookies, working with the older guys.
Hanging out with the team.
Exactly, hanging out with the team. And so Phil was so wise to enlist his star to help engage the core employees, and look what it resulted in.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. And now what you're talking about basically is leaders teaching others how to be leaders, helping others, encouraging, motivating others to be leaders.
Exactly. And getting them, how do we get the core members of the team, you know, which could be 80, 90% of the people, to really perform at the top of their game?
Well, you've got three ways that you've written about how to do this.
Yeah, one of the things I call them, you know, when a leader communicates an inspiring vision, values people, and gives them a voice, they are connected and engaged. And there's many ways you can do this. You know, one is a vision session, just taking the time to sit down with your employees. And this is a good time of year to be thinking about this as we head into the summer, to get your employees together and say, you know, here's where we stand with respect. Here are my top 3 to 5 goals. Here's where we stand year to date. Here's where I think, this is what I think needs to be done to accomplish our goals for the year. What's right, what's wrong, what's missing from my thinking. I want to hear people's ideas and just be quiet and listen to people.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll learn some new things, but you also give them a voice and make them feel valued. That's a great way to cast vision. Also gives them a voice. So that's one, and I call that a vision session. Then the other thing, just taking time to have some social time with the employees. I like, you know, having maybe a food brought in on every other Friday, especially through the summer, something like that, just to get people together and go around and touch base with people. You know, not to talk about work, but just to talk about life outside of work and,
you know,
and just connect with people.
When I was a pup working for Xerox back in the day, we had a little gathering of the team one night, and there was our manager put it together, and so I rolled in there and I was pretty excited. I had a pretty good day, and I thought he'd want to know about it, right? And so I started telling him about about my day. He said, "Hey, Blessing Game." He said, "This is a party. Let's talk about that stuff tomorrow. Have some fun. Get a drink. Have some fun." And it shocked me. I mean, I thought, you know, he's my boss. Why wouldn't he want to hear about this? He was trying to do what you're talking about.
Yeah, just really trying to build those connections among the team.
And can you believe I remember that? That was decades ago.
Well, it was a good lesson, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's my point. Is you never realize, as leaders, we never realize what we say. And when we mean it from the heart, like he did, and when it's from our experience, you never realize how impactful it can be. Don't miss an opportunity to try. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I've had people come back to me and say, and tell me I said something that meant a lot to them. I had no idea that I said that to them.
Well, and people are looking to the leader for that. So yeah. You know, you can do it in a humble experience, right, and wisdom, especially with the younger stars who can develop into leaders.
Hey, Mike, I need your website, please.
MichaelLeeStaller.com.
Check it out, folks. Quick break. Right back with Mike. I'm Jim. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.